4.7.
In life, we sometimes have disagreements with people. It could be with your partner, with your boss, with your parents, or with a friend. When this happens, the important thing is to try not to let a difference of opinion turn into a heated argument. But of course, it's easier said than done. The first thing I would say is that the way you begin the conversation is very important. Imagine you're a student and you share an apartment with another student who you think isn't helping out with the housework. If you say, "Look, you never help out with the housework. What are we going to do about it?" the discussion will turn into an argument. It's much more constructive to say something like, "I think we better take another look at how we divide up the housework. Maybe there's a better way of doing it." My second piece of advice is simple. If you're the person who's in the wrong, just admit it. This is the easiest and best way to avoid an argument. Just apologize to your roommate, your parents, or your husband, and move on. The other person will have much more respect for you if you do that. The next tip is don't exaggerate. Try not to say things like, "You always come home late when my mother comes to dinner," when maybe this has only happened once before, or, "You never remember to buy the toothpaste." This will just make the other person get very defensive, because what you're saying about them just isn't true. If you follow these tips, you just might be able to avoid an argument. But if an argument does start, it's important to keep things under control, and there are ways to do this. The most important thing is not to raise your voice. Raising your voice will just make the other person lose their temper, too. If you find yourself raising your voice, stop for a moment and take a deep breath. Say, "I'm sorry I shouted, but this is very important to me," and continue calmly. If you can talk calmly and quietly, you'll find the other person will be more ready to think about what you're saying. It's also very important to stick to the point. Try to stay on the topic you're talking about. Don't bring up old arguments or try to bring in other issues. Just concentrate on solving the one problem you're having and leave the other things for another time. So, for example, if you're arguing about the housework, don't start talking about cell phone bills, too. And my final tip is that if necessary, call time out, like in a basketball game. If you think that an argument is getting out of control, then you can say to the other person, "Listen, I'd rather talk about this tomorrow when we've both calmed down." You can then continue talking about it the next day when maybe both of you are feeling less tense and angry. That way, there's a better chance that you'll be able to reach an agreement. You'll also probably find that the problem is much easier to solve when you've both had a good night's sleep. But I want to say one last thing that I think is very important. Some people think that arguing is always bad, but that isn't true. Conflict is a normal part of life, and dealing with conflict is an important part of any relationship, whether it's three people sharing an apartment, a married couple, or just two good friends. If you don't learn to argue constructively, then when a real problem comes along, you won't be prepared to face it together. Think of the smaller arguments as training sessions. Learn how to argue cleanly and fairly. It will help your relationship become stronger and last longer.